Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Mary Bayer. I have enrolled or signed up so that when you're installing internet on my area, that I'll be installed. And I've been thinking about it, and I wanted to add the phone to my order.
Oh, I could definitely help with that. Can you spell your last name for me?
Bayer. The name is Mary, and I live in Tivoli.
All right. And what's your service address?
477 West Curly Corners Road.
Thank you very much. And what's the email address we have on file?
meb1rh@citlink.net.
Thank you very much for verifying that information. I'd be very happy to add telephone service to your plan. Give me one moment while I get everything ready to go. All right, and we're adding the landline.
Yes, please. My recollection was that was like $29.99 a month.
$24.99.
Okay.
A little bit cheaper than you're expecting.
Even nicer.
So, are we going to be porting in a new number, ma'am? Are we going to be using a new number, or are you porting in a number?
Oh, I'm debating on that. I kind of just get spam calls on my existing line.
So you'd more than likely,
so
you're
maybe
like,
it would be better to start fresh.
Start fresh, no worries. All right.
Will it still have a local?
Yes, it'll be an
area
so
code.
It'll be 845 area code. That is correct.
Okay.
So I'm just filling out a little bit of what we have. It's called the enhanced 911 services. Essentially what that is if you do have to call into 911, the operator will get your phone number, your address, as well as your name. That way they have that information, and it's a little bit easier to identify and find you, just in case.
Okay, sure.
So it's one of those nice little tidbits that most people.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just making sure everything is good to go. Do you need any kind of phone jacks or anything for your service, or do you already have one existing?
Well, I have existing landline because I have Frontier. So, I mean, I have phones. So will you use the same ones? Is that how it will work? I mean, I'm
so
a little confused.
We may do a slight modification to that jack. We won't have to install a new one, but we may modify it in order so that it can function on our service line.
Okay. And do you know, I'm just curious because I've been reading about how you're installing. So I live out in the country on a rural road. Are they going to be burying lines at my location, or is that one probably going to go from the pole to my house?
Do you get your power from the pole directly?
Yes.
So what we typically do is we follow the power line. So if your power comes in via pole, we'll more than likely come in that. At your request, we can bury the fiber.
Oh, no, I don't need to have it buried. I'm going to ask you for that.
No worries. No worries. Yeah, we typically follow the power lines.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just getting this finished up right now. So, Mary, we are good to go. Looks like we're adding in one brand new service. You'll be having a new phone number. If you'd like to, I can tell you what that phone number will be in case you'd like to write it down and share it out. So,
sure.
It looks like your new phone number is going to be 845-481. 1098, and that's going to be your landline. It is going to be a brand new phone number, so that way once your service is installed, that number will be activated.
Okay, but I can use my existing phone itself, right?
Exactly. We provide the phone number and the service line, but we do not provide the phone itself.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Alrighty. Well, Mary, I've got that finished off, added in, and everything is good to go. Let me just do a real quick check on something and give you an idea of when we'll be out there to
get ETA. That's nice. Yeah.
So, give me a sec. I have to pull this up. It looks like your in-service date is at the end of this month. So, November 30th. So, very end of the month. So we more than likely will be giving you a call sometime around the 2nd because it's a Saturday, sadly. So we might be able to get you in a little bit earlier than that. I will double check because we're probably going to have a couple people on shift over the weekend. So we may be able to give you a call on the 30th in order to get you ready to go and set up for service on that day.
Okay.
All right. Well, Mary, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's exactly what I need to do. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Give me one moment while I add a quick note mm-hmm. to your account. Alrighty, I'm just going to double check one more thing before I am out of your account. Just double checking to see if everything says look like you are set up already for your automatic payments to your bank account. So you are all good to go. If there's nothing else, Mary, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I was happy I could assist you and resolve your issue today.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye.